اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear friends, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother, for accepting our invitation. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will talk about that recitation and analyze it. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Sa'id Abdus Samad al-Zanati. This great Egyptian reciter was born in 1927 in the rural area of Daqahliya Governorate. His father, Abdus Samad al-Zanati, was a Quran hafiz. At the age of 10, he started Quran memorization and recitation, and he had managed to complete them before turning 12. When he turned 17, he had learned the 7 qira'ah and the 10 qira'ahs. He had a special, unique voice and had a careful knowledge of tajweed. In 1960, he joined Egyptian Quran Radio, and he passed away in 1990 at the age of 63. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Baqarah, verses 257 and 258. Recited by Sheikh Sa'id Abdus Samad al-Zanati. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم
كتاب الله
كتاب الله
كتاب الله.
Dear friends, what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 257 and 258, recited by Sheikh Saeed Abdul Samad Al-Zanati. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Saeed Abdul Samad Al-Zanati is one of the famous reciters of the Qahliya Governorate in Egypt. And a lot of reciters were inspired by his style and method of recitation, especially Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. And he imitated Sheikh Saeed Abdul Samad Al-Zanati initially before coming up with his own style of recitation. And other reciters, not just him. For example, Sheikh Muhammad al-Laythi, mostly the reciters from the east of Egypt, imitated his style. And especially the way that he uses Maqam Hijaz is unique. Mm-hmm. And he is known as Malikul Hijaz because of the special way of using Maqam Hijaz, which is actually Maqam Hijaz Kar, which is a branch of Maqam Hijaz. And a lot of reciters have learned how to recite Maqam Hijaz the way that Sheikh Al-Zanati used this Maqam.
Now, if you agree, let's talk about Tajweed points, brother.
Yes, verse 257 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the third verse of Ayatul Kursi, which begins with Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. This is the last verse, which begins with Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. We have the majestic name of Allah at the beginning of this verse. The word Allah begins with
Hamza
or Aliful Wasl. And there is no sign, there is no fatha, there's no short vowel written on top or below Hamzatul Wasl. Never. Okay? It doesn't matter if it's at the beginning of the utterance, at the beginning of a verse, or in the middle of the verse. This letter, Aliful Wasl or Hamzatul Wasl in Arabic is never written. The harakah of this letter is never written. And you are the one who has to recognize and distinguish the haraka, the short vowel, okay? And there are certain rules which you can use in order to distinguish the haraka, the short vowel. Okay, for the word Allah, it's pretty clear that everyone knows that the word Allah has a fatha.
At the beginning.
Yes, so everyone knows that. Even in English, we say Allah. We don't say Illa, we don't say Ulla, we say Allah. Okay, so it's really simple. But there are some other words that begin with Hamzatul Wasl where the haraka is not a fatha, and you should distinguish it yourself. Okay, for words that have the definite article alif lam, al, all of these words and nouns, they're nouns by the way, you have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with fatha. Al-zulumat, al-shams, al-nur, al-qamar, al-fajr, and so on and so forth. But if it's a verb, especially an imperative verb, for example, idhhab, how would you know that this hamza, this alif, has a kasra?
You have to look at the first mutaharrik letter.
After the hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
And if it's a fatha or kasra,
we have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with a kasra.
And if it's a dhamma, we pronounce it
You're supposed
it
to pronounce it with a dhamma.
A dhamma. For example, urkud, urkud, ushtud. Okay. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Waliyul ladhina. The ya has a shatta written above it. It means that shatta, in fact, means that there is two of the same letter.
Yes.
One with a sukoon.
And the next one with a haraka.
Yeah, the second one with haraka. And they merge into one.
So we have to double pronounce it.
It's not just doubling the sound of the letter which has a shatta. It's intensification of that letter. We pronounce it with more emphasis.
Uh-huh.
We pronounce them together.
Yeah.
And with greater intensity.
We have to release the second one, that is to say, not the first one.
Yeah, we release the second one, but with more, you know,
intensification, as you said.
With greater strength and intensification, intensity. Waliyulladhina, again, the lam of alladhina has a shatta. In English, we don't have too many words and phrases that have such a thing, such a mechanism as shatta. So it's really important that English speakers learn shatta. For example, even words in English that have two ends or two... yes, for example, immediate, we have like the M is sort of like a shadda where it's...
Immediately.
It's a geminate. Yeah, immediately. We don't say immediately. Immediately. Cannot. I cannot... See?
Yeah.
The end, it's like, yeah. It's similar to, we have something similar in English, but it's not as much as in Arabic.
Yes.
In Arabic, we have it a lot more. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ يُخْرِجُهُمْ The ra has a kasra.
So it should be pronounced thinly.
Yes. يُخْرِجُهُمْ Just learn it. Try to learn all of the rules of tajweed first, by listening. Try to learn it by ear, so to speak.
And repetition.
In repetition. When someone says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ, just pay attention how the ra sounds like. Ri.
Ri.
See, it's thin. We don't say ri, ri. Ri. It's, it goes downward. The tongue is going downward. We don't have the velarization of the back of the tongue.
Yes.
Okay. And in fact, when every human being who's trying to learn their mother tongue, their native language, they don't pay attention to, for example, how the tongue is placed here or there, or, you know, how you should make the tongue hit such and such place in the mouth. They just learn everything by ear. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're able to learn all of the phonetics and all of the places of articulation of letters correctly just by listening. And we're able to do the same thing with respect to Quran recitation and Arabic just by listening and repeating and practicing.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو